Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 501. Today is November 11th, 2018, and this is a gaming podcast for the mature gamer who's a little bit off center. And mature is should be in quotes. I'm telling you that right now.
Exactly.
I am your humble host, Nicole Radowski, and with me tonight we have, starting with ladies first, Mark Wright.
I knew I was coming. Hey. Hello.
All right. And also with us tonight, we have Kim Witz.
Howdy, howdy.
Our other lady.
The bad-looking lady.
It's the girls. No, I'm just kidding.
Where's the original B-team, though?
I was just going to say that. I was like, you guys realize this is the original B-team.
Yeah.
Back together
so
again.
It's good to have you guys on. Yep. All right. So we broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. Rat bastard took Central out.
They always do.
I know. 3 p.m. Central for those of you that care about that. You can find us or follow, watch us. I don't know. You can do something. Twitch.tv/OC Podcast and Mixer.com/OC Podcast and on YouTube. .com/Overseas Connection Podcast. See, we throw an extra word in there just to confuse the shit out of you. All right. So, let's see. Do we have any birthdays? No birthdays?
I couldn't see any, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, my niece just turned 18 or 19. I don't even know anymore. She graduated high school, so has to be 19. And then, none of our little gaming people are having birthdays. Mm-hmm. Mark, are you reading this thing?
Yeah, I can do, yeah, because it's my fault. on show 500 last week, Pete Chin, the brother of Mike Chin, the real Chinner, Ginger Balls, he sent me a message on Facebook Messenger just before the show, and I completely forgot to read it out, and he messaged me afterwards and said, "You didn't read me message out, you bastard." So I'm going to read it out now and with an apology. So he says, "Hi all, it's Pete Chin. I couldn't call in tonight. I'm really sorry. I am what's considered as a long-term listener of a show, now tuning in since episode 499. Yeah, really long-term listener. And I must say, I hope that you get a new sound guy because the Irish fella gets a wee bit too excited for his new toy. I went back to show 400 after first discovering the show, and I've loved every bit of it. You make travelling to work on a Monday much more fun now. Please don't ever delay your show releases like those veteran gamer punks. Congratulations, you're all fantastic people, and it's been a joy to either get to meet you in person over the last 18 months or get to know you through social media and the show. Greg, Nicole and Kim in brackets. Thank you for all your time, hard work and efforts, and I hope this message makes sense. I've had to rewrite it about 10 times because my brain's not functioning after Extra Life. Peace and love to all." That's from Pete. It's weird, but I've met Pete 3 times this year. 3 times?
Wow.
Yeah, I've only met Bongo about 5 in my whole lifetime. Yeah, 3 times a week.
I've only met Bongo once. Yeah. That's all I've ever met.
That's enough, yeah, that's enough, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so
no, we love
Pete.
Robin. That's funny. But I will say that we have had an opportunity to meet quite a few people either on social media or live and in person because some of us do travel back and forth. And it has been really nice. We've got a bunch of new listeners that have gone back and listened to previous shows, and they're commenting all the time how much they do like it and appreciate it. So thank you to him, and thank you to all of our other new listeners. We do appreciate you. So, Kimmo, we're going to start with you.
Aww.
Well, after we let him play his beautiful music.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day. When we gather around his great big chair. And
Greg DeLacy. Comes Tuesday.
That's the uncut full version, not Robin's shitty version.
I like Robin's shitty version.
Yeah, I know you do. It's short and sweet.
I don't know. I like the Greg DeLacy that stuck in there. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, it's genius, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. All right. Well, story time. Trying to think. Snow. We got snow this last week. It only it was only a couple inches, but still fucking snow already.
Seriously, got snow?
We have snow already. Yeah.
I saw the news today. New York's got some today, haven't they?
Keep that shit.
Yeah.
Right. Although there's that old wives' tale that depending on whatever day you get the first tracking snow, that's how many times it'll snow after. Well, it snowed on the 8th, so I'm hoping we only get 8 more snows or less between now and spring. Be nice. And of course, the news I'm most excited about, because I was on last weekend's show and I didn't mention it then, but I haven't been on before then, so I don't know if I got mentioned before or not. I have a new nephew.
Yay.
He was born on the 28th of October. His name is Colton. So he was 8 pounds and I don't know how many ounces and all that, but he's a big little chunk, that's right. He's a big little chunk. He looks small, but he weighed like 8 pounds. And if you've ever had to lift an 8 pound baby, they're not as tiny as they look.
First time baby, yeah.
Oh yeah. So, I'm pretty tickled over him. He's quite the kid, and Tony seems to be handling it well. I don't think he's worried about it at all. So he knows where he ranks. So yeah. Nephew, snow, it's all been good.
Yeah. I've got a big announcement as well.
Oh, dear.
I've not told anyone yet. I'll give you a bit of a sound clue.
Mark's pregnant.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Mark's pregnant.
No. Mark's pregnant.
But I'm going to be a granddad again.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Jason and his girlfriend are having a baby. She thinks she's nearly 2 months pregnant so far, so... Yeah, they've let me announce it tonight, so yeah, I'm really
awesome.
Super
excited. Congratulations to Jay. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I have nothing going on. Because I'm
not
talking about the other stuff. No, it's, we're also experiencing that cold front. It's obviously not as craptastic as Kim's beautiful snow front. We don't have the crazy wildfires that California's experienced.
Greg was showing us some pictures that the skyline is just gray with the smoke and that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So we don't have the wildfires. We don't have the flooding that Texas is going through. All we have is just bitter cold. Mm-hmm. And for once in my life, I'm going to be super grateful that all we have is bitter cold. Because normally I bitch and moan because this cold here with the humidity is like to your bone cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. I like cold. I love cold weather. I don't like the heat, but it is what it is. So like nothing else is going on. We've got 3 days off of school. We go back for 4 days, have another weekend, go back to school Monday, Tuesday, and then have off 3 days for Thanksgiving. So we got a lot of vacation time coming up. Do expect to see me playing lots of games.
That's good news.
Yes. I want to play. I forgot to add a game to our stupid little list, Kim. Speaking of game time coming up.
I don't want to do before that.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Sorry, I had to take a drink at the last second. So, y'all already know the games with gold. If you haven't got them, get them. Battlefield 1, Race, Assassin's Creed, Dante's Inferno, blah, blah, blah. Bulletstorm. Okay. So, I didn't see this one earlier, but isn't that game that was...
It was on the 360, With the leash, where you...
Mm-hmm.
Kick
them into the plants at the side and that, yep.
That's the one.
So this is now on PlayStation.
And the Xbox. Yeah, it's remastered. Yeah.
For PlayStation, though.
It's free on PlayStation, yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally getting that. That game was so much
fun. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we had a load of fun on the 360 version.
Yeah, so I was just
some of my favorite words come from that game.
it was quite
Holy Dictits was like my favorite. So.
Dictits, yeah.
Yes, honestly, that game reminded me of Michael Cudlitz's character on The Walking Dead. Yeah. Like, four of them.
Yeah.
So, you can't go wrong with four of his character.
Nope.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be downloading that one for sure.
The multiplayer was like a bit of a horde mode type thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Well, same guys made it.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
And it was that same coloration and graphics, and it was gorgeous. So, Overcooked is a Twitch Prime game. We'll discuss Overcooked later. But right now we're going to discuss... Mark, I'm going to let you start.
Yeah.
Because Kim and I have similar games.
Yeah. Let me get the video up. So the first game I've been playing this week, I've got back into one of my all-time favourites on this generation, and that is PUBG. With Greg's Extra Life, we've played a lot of it this weekend. He's done his Extra Life this weekend, not last weekend. And I've got back into it big time. I've got the bug for it again, because I've not played it for ages. So we had some really good games. It started off a bit iffy. We were not doing very well, but by the end of it all, we were getting quite a few kills. We got so close to a chicken dinner. We came second really late last night. There was me, Greg. I think it was Orte and Greg's nephew. The comedian guy who told us about, who does his
stuff.
Yeah, he was on with us. Yeah. He's a really nice guy. We came second. We were so close. So tense. My heart was pounding in that last few moments. There was only a couple of you left. And it's running really well at the moment. We've just done another recent update about a week and a half ago. And they've added a new event mode. And they've added custom games now, so you can do custom events with your friends. We've not tried that yet, but that's going to be real cool. If we can get quite a few of us together, we can do like a bit of team action, and it's going to be a laugh. So yeah, if anyone's up for that, let us know.
Yeah, if you guys like do a private thing like that, I'd be up for that, because I'd rather shoot you guys than be shot at by strange people that I don't know.
Yeah.
So
we'll have to set something up for that.
Like, we can do privately.
Yeah.
That's the reason I don't like PUBG.
Right. For the competitiveness. Right, yeah. Well, I don't know if you saw, I know we're going to cover it in the news, but XO18, they announced PUBG is going to be part of Game Pass now. So from tomorrow, if you've got Game Pass and you don't own PUBG yet, you will do tomorrow. So get on there, and we're going to be on there a lot, because there's going to be a lot more noobs on there, Slay. So...
Yay! So excited.
Because it's been out a year now, there's a lot of people on there who are really, really good at it. And I mean really good. And we don't stand a chance, but when you get an influx of sort of like newish people, it's quite good, because you get a few kills for a change.
For a change.
Yeah. We had a good run today. On one game today, I got four kills in one round, which is very rare for me. So... Yeah, it was good.
Four whole kills.
Four kills in one game, yeah. That's good for me.
Shit, bring out the champagne, because it's a party.
Yeah, well, if you've played the game, you know how hard it is to get a kill.
Well, having played that game, it is really super hard. So, I mean, I'm joking, but I'm not. You know what I mean? PUBG sucks. I find that I don't want to play a game that is frustrating. And for me, that ends up being frustrating. Yeah. So I quit playing it a lot, because I'm just like, I don't want to be one of those rage quitters. But I end up being one in that game. So, I don't know. Anyway.
The other game I've been playing, I mentioned last week I didn't get on with it. That's the new release, Red Dead Redemption 2. I had a few issues with it, and I wasn't getting on with it as much as I thought I would. But I've played a lot more this week. I think I'm about 15 hours in now. And yeah, it has sort of like changed my, I've changed my opinion on it. I've come round to it now and I do really, really, really like it now. It still frustrates me sometimes. Like just today, I was in, it's the first time I've been to the town of St. Denis. You pick up a stranger, you have to take him there because he's injured. And I thought, while I'm in town, I'll just go sell some stuff. So I went up to the butcher to sell some of my game meat and furs and stuff I've got on the way. And I pushed into somebody. And then a witness across the road went, "I'm reporting you," and starts running off. So what the fuck's he reporting? I only bumped into someone. I didn't kill him. So I ran after him with my lasso trying to sort of like stop him from reporting me. And all of a sudden about 15 coppers just came at me and started shooting me. Yeah, well, they have like a law thing there. They're dressed in blue. They do look like the old English bobbies. So I'm just trying to read the chat. So I'm getting put off by Colm there. So now I've heard that you can surrender to the police. Well, to the lawmen.
Mm-hmm.
You can sort of defuse it, but they didn't give you a chance. They just started opening fire. I ran away and I managed to get away for a bit, but I used all my stamina up and used all my health up. And I thought I'd got away, and then one just walked around the corner and caught me again, so I started opening fire again, and I got killed. Got killed so quickly. So, yeah, a little bit frustrating. But I suppose that's the game. It's like that for everyone. But yeah, I'm really getting into it now. I've done quite a bit of a story now. I've started upgrading the camp. So, yeah, slowly getting there. I've turned off auto aim. I'm using free aim, and it is hard to get used to at first, but I do find it not easier, but I find it more rewarding to use a free aim rather than the auto aim, because the auto aim, it can jump a lot between the people and it'll shoot someone who you don't want to shoot at, if you know what I mean. So I found that a bit frustrating
watching it. Yeah.
So yeah, I've not done any hunting yet properly. I've not got into that side of it. I've just been cracking on with a bit of a story. I watched Greg on his stream yesterday, and he was, all he did for a couple of hours was steal stagecoaches and take them to the fence.
Bongo's baby to sleep.
Yeah. So I've not really done much of that. So, what about you, Kim? How far have you got on this?
I haven't got very far in the story because I've mostly been doing all the other stuff, because there is so much other stuff to do. Like today, I come upon this guy who would killed all the people in a stagecoach and was robbing them, and I don't know, he yelled at me and told me that if I didn't go, he was going to shoot me. So that kind of aggravated me, so I turned back around and went back and shot his ass. So, and then I looted him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Two can play this game.
Yeah.
So there was that, and then I had to hurry up and get a well, then a guy caught me. And he was going to go tell on me, and then I managed to defuse him and tell him that, you know, something else. And he eventually said, well, you know, I'm not screwing with it. I'll just write off. Yeah. So that was good. And then, believe it or not, it must have been this day for stagecoaches, because then I come on another stagecoach at dark, and two of the O'Driscoll fellas were trying to hold it up.
Right.
And I don't know. I didn't even know they were O'Driscolls at the time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, because I'm trying to be a fairly decent outlaw, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I killed them and let the stagecoach driver go. And he was like, you know what? They're going to report this stolen anyway. He says, so the lockbox or whatever is there. So if you want it, go ahead. He says, a robbery is a robbery. It doesn't matter. I couldn't find the lockbox. Couldn't find it. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, if I hang around here much longer, somebody's going to write up on me, and then they're going to think I did all this, and yeah, it's going to be worse. So finally, I just took off.
Yeah.
So,
okay, did you have glasses on while you were looking for it?
Yes, I had glasses on. I even turned the little, like, slow-mo, like, game fight.
Yeah, it highlights boxes
thing.
You can open, doesn't it?
Yeah. It didn't find it either, so apparently I'm not blind, but I don't know. It was somewhere.
No.
So, probably. I had a smudge on my glasses, couldn't see anything. But I did run into that glitch that everybody was talking about, where your camp members, like four of them, disappear and you can't talk to them or whatever. Like, they're still there, like whatever.
Yeah,
I got hit by that. So, because I was talking to somebody else about it, and they're like, well, if you never talked to so-and-so when you first started the game, then the bug got you. And I'm like, thinking back to myself, I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah, I never talked to so-and-so at the start of the game, so yeah, I'm waiting for them to patch that so I can start fishing. Because as it stands now, I can't fish until chapter 4. Well, I'm only on like chapter 2.
Yeah, I'm on chapter 2. I've not got any fishing tasks or anything yet.
Yeah, so if you haven't started yet, don't do Uncle's mission like right off the bat. You want to do everything else but his mission, because apparently this bug gets triggered when you do Uncle's mission.
What's his mission?
I think it's the one where you gotta load him up and take him and, was it the 3 girls into town?
Oh, that's the first one I did. Yeah, and you get in the bar fight with that guy. Yeah, yeah. No, that's the first mission I did as well. Yeah,
same here. Probably, and I didn't know anything about it. Yeah, but apparently if you do that mission, you can't talk to Sadie, you can't talk to John, and you can't talk to Jack. Maybe the other one's Abigail. I think there's 4 different people that apparently if you do that mission first, there's a bug and you can't do anything, interact with them, and then you can't go fishing. I'm like, well, fine. At least till chapter 4. And I'm assuming they're going to be a patch for it at some point.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I wasn't very far, so I considered starting over, but I haven't talked myself into it yet.
I had a bit of a funny scenario when I first started playing it. I was getting used to the controls and everything, and I thought that if you press one of the bumpers and it brings up like a weapon wheel, like a lot of games do. And I selected the bare fist, I didn't have a weapon, because you have to go beat this guy up. And I started punching him, and I pressed right trigger to punch him, and I pulled off my sawn-off shotgun, and I put it under his chin. And it just blew his head off. His head literally exploded.
It was terrifying, dude.
And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? And then a witness saw it and was going to report me.
Surely not.
And I thought, oh, it must have been a freak accident. So it happened again. I was walking through this, I was in this barn, and I heard this woman saying, help me, sort of thing. And I went up to the guy and I went to punch him, and he pulled his gun out again and blew his head off. Oh, shit. Then I realised afterwards you press B to punch, not right trigger.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I found it quite amusing, so I put it on Twitter.
I've done things like that. Like today I went to go see the trapper to sell him some furs, and for somehow reason or another, when I was hitting the LT button, the trigger, to do something, I ended up pulling the other button, and I almost shot him.
Yeah.
I shot his like little stand, and he was like, let's not be doing that again. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, don't report me.
Yeah.
You know, oh, this is funny. You'll find this amusing. I punched my horse this morning, and he proceeded to kick me. There was that. I don't even know what I was doing.
Wait. What? Real horse? Because you?
No. My in-game horse.
Okay, I'm just clarifying. You know, because those who have listened for a long time know you have real horses,
right? So, I did that this morning. I punched him. I was doing something else. I think I was trying to hold the left trigger down so I could, like, pat him or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And somehow or another, I ended up, poof, and he turned right around and kicked my ass, as he should have. So, there was that. Oh, and in the menu, I was in the pause button, and I paused it because I was going to check something. Apparently, I managed to pull my gun out, whirl around, and as soon as I let off the pause menu and go back into the game, I shot into the air.
Oh, right. I thought it completely stopped the game. Oh,
I did, too, but apparently not. So, you know, and I was right by the sheriff's office because I just picked up a bounty, so I was worried somebody was going to, like, turn my ass in, but no, thankfully not.
The amount of times I've pressed the left trigger to sort of, like, you know, when you're on horseback, you press the left trigger, you can, like, greet people and everything, but sometimes it pulls his gun out instead. But I think he must be catching the bumper, because I think you press the left bumper to put your gun away again. So I keep pulling my gun out, and then everyone's saying, hey, what are you doing? Put that away. And I'm thinking, that's going to get me in trouble one of these days.
I try to greet people, and I don't pay attention to where the camera is, and I'm like veering off into the road and into the trees, and I'm like, I got to quit doing this crap. You know, I'm going to kill somebody one of these days. Yeah. So, but, you know, other than that, I'm of course, having great fun with it, because it's one of my all-time favorite games ever, so.
And like I mentioned last week, it is slow, but that's not a bad thing, because it suits the game, and I've got, like I said, I've got right into it now. It's just one of those games where if you've played a sort of like fast-tempoed game beforehand, you'll notice it more, like I did. So, yeah, it's really good. And graphically, it looks amazing. I bet even on the standard Xbox One, it looks good. The X, it looks amazing.
Yeah. Have you guys come across any, like, waterfalls? Because you remember that waterfall in Red Dead?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I could sit there and stare at that stupid waterfall for hours. Oh, is some it of the scenery. Even better than that?
Yeah, some of the scenery, you can just sit there and the mist rolls in and the light change, the sun shines through the mist, and it's just unbelievable. It looks real. It looks so realistic. It's superb. And the water, yeah, the river and the streams. If you just sit there, you can just watch wildlife milling around doing its own thing. Fish jumping out of the water and everything. It's like being back in the old
days. Is there a place where the snow touches the ground, Kim?
There is a place where the snow meets the ground. So, yeah. Actually, that's one of the first places you end up is where the snow meets the ground. Yeah. So, yeah.
Any beavers?
And beavers, yes, there are beavers, because there is a legendary beaver, and I chuckled over that one for about 15 minutes.
A legendary beaver? Is the legendary beaver in the woods, or is the legendary beaver in the town?
Well, there might be two. I don't know. I haven't visited the town beaver yet, but...
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I just had it stuffed.
I just did a mission in St. Denis when I dropped that Gareth at the doctor's, and it's not a spoiler because a lot of people have mentioned it. The doctor cuts his fucking arm off, and you just stand there watching him, and you're thinking, "Oh my god, I'm going to be sick." But then, as I walked out, I went past this saloon bar. And the bartender's outside saying, "Oh, I've got a problem. I've got a load of rats in there. I don't know if you've done this one." And I had to go in and find all the rats and kill all the rats. That was quite fun.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah. And I used my revolver. I didn't know how you're supposed to do it. I just shot all of them. There was about 10 of them in there. Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. A lot of funny stuff in there as well. A lot of the stranger missions are quite amusing. So.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, like drinking it at the bar with Lenny.
Oh, geez, that was hilarious. So funny, yeah. Well, we're only going to have a few. Are you sure, Lenny? Yeah, just a couple. Then with bloody doing the can-can in it, all lined up.
Yeah.
Because you keep losing him, don't you? And you have to find him. And as it progresses on, you're more and more drunk and it's all waving.
Yep.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yep. That's one of the best.
And everybody starts looking like Lenny. You know.
Yeah, you go up to him like, "Hey, I'm not Lenny."
I'm not Lenny. Wait, when did Lenny get boobs? You know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's good stuff.
Don't ask any boob-filled Lennies for any boob. I couldn't even.
Yeah, so that's me this week. Just them two, but yeah, a lot of them two.
Yeah, know that feeling.
I know, and Kim, you've already mentioned your RDR.
Yeah.
And, let's go with Overcooked 2.
Okay, let's. Well, what day? Was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday night. Me, Sarah, and then eventually you came along. We decided to play Overcooked 2 because we thought maybe when I wasn't as tired as I was for Extra Life, maybe we might get the extra stars we needed. We got one. You know, because it's amazing for what that game is, how much harder it gets as you go along. Because it's holy moly. Because we only have like one mission left or story mission or what, one or two anyway. So we're trying to get the last star to unlock the last one, and it is proving to be a pain in the ass.
And I can be witness to that pain in the ass, because all I'm doing is going, "You got a dirty plate. Why are there cucumbers across? Why are you throwing cucumbers at her? Why are you throwing cheese at her? Why?"
Right?
Why is your kitchen on fire every 5 seconds?
Because yelling because the oven is going off. You know, if you don't get that out of there, it's going to burn. I know.
And then, because with this game... The game has puzzle elements to it, so that makes it a little harder for anyone who's a chef in the kitchen, because one of the ones that these two were playing, you watch the counter lock you into your little service area, and then the other person can get out and do stuff, and then the counter goes back, and the prep counter goes back and locks the other person in there, and if you're not in your station where you're supposed to be, Kim, then you get locked out.
That happened a lot.
And you cannot send the ingredients needed to fill these orders. You don't fill these orders, you get grumpy patrons, you get grumpy patrons, you lose tips, you don't get the points you need. So watching this, I'm like, it's very strategic.
Uh-huh.
For what it is.
And I'm not strategic by any stretch of the imagination, so...
No, but listening to you two, you're like, okay, I got this, I got that, yep. And I'm like, where's my plate? I'm like, she left it on the thing and it went in the trash can.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a conveyor belt and you have to turn buttons certain ways
for these
plates. And I'm like, oh God. So this game is not an easy game. It looks fun.
Oh, it's
fun.
I still
have yet to play it. I've only been an observer because I just can't. I don't know.
So it's a different game mechanics to the first one then? The first game's on Game Pass now, and I've played a couple of levels on that. But I've done
the way Sarah talks, because she's played the first one, I haven't, but the way Sarah talks, it plays pretty much the same as the first one. So
I know, Sarah keeps asking me if I'm getting this, because she's always asking me to join you guys.
Well, you know, we could use a third person sometimes, because, you know.
And that's how I got suckered into this.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, just come watch, because maybe you'll want to play. And then the whole time they're playing, this would be really great if we had a third person. Maybe we could
trying.
Start. We had a third person.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm watching. I'm being a third person.
I will say, at least they've patched it now, or they put a patch in now, or at least when you're playing it, you can share the points and stuff across, because before, when I would be in Sarah's game, Sarah would get most of the points and unlock the new chefs and stuff like that, and I'd get zilch. Well, now they fixed it. Yeah, now they fixed it, where at least now you both, there, however many players are in there, can get the points and unlock the chefs and all that stuff, so at least that helps.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I'd be stuck trying to play it twice just so I could unlock the other stuff. And actually, as fun as this is, that doesn't seem that appealing.
I've just got it on stream now, and there's four players playing it, and it looks absolute chaos.
Oh, it is.
It is chaos. I mean, it is, and they're going nuts. You can see them going crazy trying to get all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so
I'm not nearly that fast.
Yeah, here's me observing two try to do the job of three and four people.
Yeah.
And I might get on and wash some dishes or something, but that's about my limit.
That would be a plus. Yeah. Well, you know what, though? I said the same thing, and then she suckered me into doing a lot of the other stuff, and it's not so bad. Admittedly, she still carries most of the weight on this team, because I'm just like, yeah, no, you're better at this than I am, so I'll cut the vegetables.
Yes. You know. No, you don't cut the vegetables. You slice them and then throw them at her.
They're well, it works. It cuts out the middleman that way, because we don't have a middleman, so...
That's true.
At least I've come a long way, because when I first started playing this, I was really bad. She'd throw me stuff to cut or whatever, and I'd end up like kicking it off into the hole, or if we were on like a raft in like a river or something, I'd kick it off into the river, or you know, I would take a completed plate and dump it in the trash can, because the trash can would be so close to the out place, you know, that, you know, I'd drop it in the trash can. Yeah,
Mark really picked out some shitty video here, because y'all look like you suck.
We do suck.
I'm like, look at this. They're at 15, 16, oh, 15, 52.
But there's four of them. There's two of us. So, and I'm working with a handicap.
Yeah, well, I think the most you guys got was, what, four, almost 500?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now I feel extra guilty, so I might actually help and play this time.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm
don't tell Sarah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, look at them. 1884, that little Coconut King guy is dancing, the dog is dancing, everybody's happy.
All right, yeah. Kevin, that's the dog's name. He usually looks down upon us in shame, so...
Okay.
You know.
Really, Kevin? Or
his name is really Kevin, and the king is what, the Onion King or some shit like that.
So. Hey, he's in the first one.
He's an onion, not a coconut.
He's an onion.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I would never cut up a brown onion.
Right?
Are you serious? Yep. That's an onion.
Yeah, Onion King. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, if one of you two would like to come and play Overcooked 2 with us, that would be great. Yeah. I might get another victory achieved this year, because we'll finish it. So.
I'll consider it.
Okay.
Extra hard now. All right, so the other game you've been playing is Rise of Civilizations with Moi, and... How are you finding that? Because you haven't been on a lot lately.
Well, you know, with the extra life and everything else, and the asshole horses getting out, and it's been a little difficult. Plus, I'm getting high enough now that... Yes, my real life asshole horses, yes. And it's I've gotten big enough now because I finally crossed 1,000,000 power. So, you know, the things take longer. So, you know, I don't have to just sit there and kind of babysit it. And my problem is I set it down because something's going to take like 12 hours to build and I go do something else and I forget. So.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's some stuff that's taken 2 and 3 days for it to level up.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Rise of Civilizations is a little phone or other type app game that you can play. And it's a lot like Age of Empires. It's a lot of fun. We have alliances. We actually have a really good time. We had some good neighbors.
Yeah. We whipped them out.
So you killed them off.
Well, okay, so remember at the very beginning, we had the C at one, like, came in and, like, tried to take us out and lied and...
Yeah, and then you became BU4 or something, didn't you?
Yeah, so we became BU4, and we were good neighbors with this other group, NO2, but they kept farming our resources. We need our resources in order to build flags. You have to have all this stuff to get anything else, just like in real life. You have to build up resources in order to make these flags, in order to increase your territory, etc. And they kept doing that, so I took them off of our peace list, because I got to, well, and remember we had that little war, and they're like, oh, please help us. And then we go and help them, and I get a letter back from their guy going, well, you didn't wait till 9 o'clock Paris time. I'm like, we were in the middle of a killing event. We saw an opportunity. We took it. Say thank you. Say
exactly.
Say something. I don't care what language it's in. But be appreciative. We took out the group that you needed out of your way, and we left you space. And then they're like, well, we need you to move these tiles. No, it's not happening. We earn those damn tiles. Yeah. We're going to keep them because we need those resources. And so it just kind of went downhill from there, and they weren't very active. So
why did we want the tiles then if we weren't active?
Well, they just had this whole bunch of tiles and, like, hardly any of their players played. They probably had maybe 15 active players out of, what, 70?
Right.
In an alliance? Well, I guess it depends on how many you can have. I don't know what they were set for. I think we have 70. But, so we just were like, it's time. We need those tiles. And we actually got a few of their players to come to our side and... they're now in our alliance, and we're, you know, it's a lot of politics. It's a lot of fun. You still get to kill things. A lot of people don't play, like they'll play for a few days, get real excited, and then realize that this is kind of like work and quit.
Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot of stuff going on with that. We have, it really is a little bit of fun. We've got some good people that we, play with in other alliances and go and do attacks together, or you know, you have, and we have fun. Like Kim's seen some of my letters that I've written people.
Oh, they're good.
Well, so when people attack our resources or they move in on our territory, I have to sit there and say, you know, because I'm the leader, I'm like, all right, you're being a dick. But there's got to be a nice way of saying it. I can't just flat out go, you know, GTFO and whatnot. So I send these crazy little messages, and I'm going to read one for you that I sent the other day. just because this is, I don't know if it's too much. I don't know what you want to call it.
I don't know. I think you do really well. I think between you and Drop Bear, I don't know, it's hilarious. So
he's funny, too. I really, really adore him. He's good.
Yep.
Well, I have to... Where did I put the... I can read the... I did send one out that was... was basically... Wizard of Oz-ish?
Yeah.
Like that's, for lack of better terminology. Because we have all these creep people that just, like, if you get attacked so many times, it auto-teleports you to a new territory. So we have all these people that get teleported in, and we don't know why. We're like, why are you here? And there's one that I sent this person this morning. I don't know. It's a woman. Is it the woman? I don't know. But I was like telling her that the killing event, because we have killing events every month, it seems like, where you can just go out and like destroy everybody. And I was like, this killing event is over. Any particular reason you're in our neighborhood trying to buy a new home, moving south, stay warm. It's not warm here. We have no pretty beaches or nice lakes, ponds, or nice lakes, ponds. We have ponds. I do not trust them. The water is murky. You're welcome to stay as long as you do not farm our resources or hit our people. So I send weird letters out like that, because if I don't, then we get attacked, and I don't really want to get attacked. Or we end up going to war, and I don't want to go to war. Those are rules. I'm like, it's just, but it is a lot of fun. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, I've got a couple of sound effects to send, what you can send them if you want. I've got...
You suck!
And I've got...
Oh, bitch, get out the way! Get out the way, bitch, get out the way!
They might get the message then if you send them then.
You know, I really actually like that one. Like, I would totally send that out if I could, because... That one is so funny. Move. I mean, and I could sing it for him, you know.
There we go.
Wait, I really could. I could sing it for him. But I did send one out that was like, you know, you must have got lost. You know, you ran into a tornado in Kansas and ended up here, and this isn't Oz, and we don't have, you know, a yellow brick road, and so. And ruby slippers don't work here, so get your teleport and basically GTFO. It was like, it's, but I send them little stuff like that, just, and then we go attack them if they don't move.
Do you ever get replies then?
I do. I've actually made some very good allies off of some of my replies. Some guy sent me, he kept scouting all of our people, so I scouted him back, and he's like, problem? And I'm like, well, yeah, you guys, you keep peeping in our windows, and you're doing things that you probably shouldn't be doing. Let me see if I can find where I sent. I love going to sent. So yeah,
she's much better at the diplomacy thing than I would be. Yeah. So that's why she's the head of the organization.
Because he was scouting our people. And I said that it's about to be a killing event and you were coming for the resources I was on, so you got scouted. Now, if my scout was rude, you let me know. He was just supposed to scout and ask if you wanted to meet at the pub and talk about stuff and things. So I send him that, and now he, you know, 15 messages later, you know, we're talking back and forth, and he's like, and I told him I would let my scout get with his scout, and we'd make plans later to meet at the pub. So, just really weird crap like that. But it's been a fun game. So, if you haven't tried to play it, do try. It is a lot of fun. We're almost at the end game in this game. Almost to the center circle. They're doing a lot of updates, so it's been getting really good. But that's for that. I'm done with that. So, let's see. Anybody else played anything else?
No, nope. That's it.
Yeah. Yep, my son has played Fortnite on my account. So, if you see Fortnite stuff, it's not me, so don't give me any crap about it, all right?
Fair play to those who like it, who can play, but it's just not for me. The building aspect as well as the game, the gunplay, it's just, I can't get on with it at all. Do not like it.
So. I don't mind it. I mean, I like it better. I think what I like about it better is the color.
Yeah, yeah. And it does run
because
well.
I can actually see my enemies.
Yeah.
Versus PUBG, where it's more realistic and everybody blends in. And before I can even, you know, say, what the hell, I'm being shot to death.
Yeah.
And that's why I find PUBG so frustrating, is I can't see anybody. I don't know where those bullets are coming from.
Yeah.
But I do in Fortnite. So, it's all a game. Speaking of games, I think we should play one.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh. Ooh, MSN.
You've missed this, haven't you?
Who said that? Who said that? Ooh, MSN. Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
So, who said it best? I really hate that my little Kermit the Frog voice is at the end of that whole thing. I sound fine in my head, but I hate to hear myself out there.
We all I think we're all that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I know
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
Although I'm getting better with it, but just barely.
So, for those who don't know, we play a game of quotes. And I would like to say these two are good at it, but really only one of them is. I mean, just kidding. But the quotes come mainly from video games and can come from other game-related sources, including but not limited to movies, graphic novels, and fictional stories, which I've only done movies and stories a few times, because games are actually seriously filled with some really good content.
Mm-hmm.
So after I read the quote, you give me your answer choices of A, B, or C. Each one is worth 1 point. And we're going to continue this game through December. And once December rolls around, we can choose to either continue, you know, a new season mm-hmm. or start a new game. And right now we have Kim in the lead with 15. Mark right behind her with 11.
Yeah. I've missed a few weeks, so it's not fair.
Yes, you did. And Robin, the tit.
Yeah, he's caught right up
behind,
on it.
Right behind you. I mean, he is
I'm
like.
I'm scared, yeah.
Yeah, he is sniffing your tail.
Yeah.
And that's gross, but he is.
And then like a bunny's nose.
Yes, and Greg is seriously sniffing Robin's tail. Everybody else pretty well is kind of sucked. Well, I don't know. Phil has 3 points. Everybody else has 2, so. I don't know. Y'all are doing pretty good, though. I'm actually quite impressed.
Yeah, Kim's guessing skills are second to none.
I think her guessing skills are pretty on par.
Yeah.
All right. So, ready?
Yep.
Question number one, or quote number one. I don't know why I always call it a question. You found me, but so much of me is wrong, out of place. You found me, but so much of me is wrong, out of place. Who said it best? Gage from Borderlands 2, Lilith as Firehawk from Borderlands, or Cortana from Halo? So, A, Gage, B, Lilith, or C, Cortana?
Ooh.
I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
I changed my mind right for the last second there.
Oh my gosh, look at you guys. Both answered C. So proud of you. I'm mostly proud of you because now you both get a point and nobody can bitch.
Correct the mundo.
I nearly went B. I nearly went B.
Well, see, and you'd have been kicking yourself.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
And crying like a little girl. I mean... Just kidding, Mark. All right, quote number
it's
two.
True, it's true, yeah.
Quote number two. Thought I'd try shooting my way out. Mix things up a little. Thought I'd try shooting my way out. Mix things up a little.
That sounds familiar.
It should be.
Yeah.
Is it A, John Marston, B, Master Chief, or C, Deadpool?
Oh, fuck. I haven't played Deadpool, but that's definitely something he would say.
So, A, John Marston, B, Master Chief, or C, Deadpool? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
I've got to go with my gut.
I love you guys, but you're both wrong.
Oh, well.
It was Deadpool, wasn't it?
No, it was Master Chief.
Was it? Really?
Huh.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
I thought he was usually a one-liner guy, isn't he?
Oh, he was there. He was talking to Cortana.
Wow.
But, all right, so.
Oh, well.
I know.
Quote. Go ahead.
Yes, you are. I'm going to put a big fat goose egg right there. Look at that. Circle it around. Nobody got nothing. Number three, watch out for the boogeyman. Watch out for the boogeyman. So who said it best? Dom, Baird, or Cole? A, Dom, B, Baird, or C, Cole?
You and your bloody Gears questions.
I know.
And you've just been playing it as well recently. Oh, you didn't talk about that.
Oh, no, I didn't talk about that. Because I got sidetracked on Rock. Yeah. But I have played it a lot.
Yeah.
And you're stalling. Stop stalling. I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Only because he's my favorite.
I know, right? Because he's like so sarcastic.
He's like my favorite.
Yeah. I picked him for the same job as me.
I know, both of y'all have picked B as your answer, so no Dom, no Cole, y'all both went for Baird. Well, I guess I should tell you the truth then, huh? And the whole truth. Y'all both got a point.
Yay!
Correct the mundo!
Yay!
Yep, it was. Of course it's Baird. He's my favorite sarcastic person besides myself.
Yep.
So, it's funny that you two both get the same ones right and wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a little worrisome. So, Kim's now
sharing the same brain.
17, and Mark is now up to 13. Mm. She's still in a big friggin' lead, though. I'm just saying. But yeah, I do like my Gears. I played with Roberto again. We're playing Gears 1, and he's going through 1, 2, 3, and then we've already played 4, so we'll skip on to 5 when it comes around. So, that's all the fun we're going to have with the quiz, and I think it's about time for some news. Yeah, that's a clue, Mark.
Here is the fucking news.
I'm going to let you read all that also, Mark, because, you know, that's your thing.
I'm just going to get my YouTube up for it. So, this past weekend, in fact, yesterday, was Microsoft's XO 18 event. They haven't done it for quite a number of years, but we've had another one this year down in Mexico. Larry was there with AC Bongos and some other hosts, and they announced quite a few things. I'll just run through it briefly. This is what happened in order, because I made these notes while watching the conference. The first one is PUBG. It's coming to Game Pass on November the 12th, which is tomorrow. So if you've got Game Pass but you don't own PUBG yet, you will do tomorrow. So get on there and don't worry about getting killed by people who've been on it a long time, because that's what we're there for. We're there to sort of like slay some noobs. Show you the ropes. Crackdown 3 has finally got an official release date. It is 15th of February 2019, and they also showed a new game mode for PvP, which is 5-on-5 agents against each other. Look quite intense, a lot of destruction. So that's finally coming at long last. And for a short period of time, you can download Crackdown 1 for free as a bit of a promotion for that. So if you don't already own that 360 title, which is backward compatible, you can pick that up, and it still holds up. I've played it recently, finally got all the orbs, and it's a superb game. So yeah, if you haven't already got that, pick it up. Hellblade, which is critically acclaimed, won some BAFTAs, and is a superb game. Microsoft now own the studio what has developed this, and it is now coming out on retail disc, and also coming to Game Pass on December the 17th. So if you don't own this and you've got Game Pass, you're going to be getting this on the 17th. And if you prefer disc copies, it's coming to disc. Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming soon. They did a big promotion on that. I didn't really pay much attention because it doesn't really appeal to me. But they did mention that several of the Final Fantasy games are coming later this year. So like, I don't think they're remakes, I just think they're re-releasing them in a run-up to it. Ori and the Blind Forest is on Game Pass as of now. and the new game, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, will launch on Game Pass day one. So Game Pass was getting a lot of love on the XO18, and quite rightly too, because I think it's a great service. Sea of Thieves. I had to think what SOT was that. I abbreviated it. I thought it was Statement to Kate. Sea of Thieves is getting a new game mode shortly called The Arena. It looked quite fun, but I've not played it for ages. I need to get back into that. Next phase showed some Jump Force, which is some Naruto cross with Dragon Ball Z fighting bullshit thing. I don't know. It's not my thing. Then we had this State of Decay update. Zed Hunter is coming. Well, I've put down here it's coming early 2019, but I've actually read online that it's coming next week, the Zed Hunter update. So I don't 100% know on that. But yeah, there's a new update coming, so there's new weapons, new vehicles, some extra new goodies, so that looks quite cool. Now, Greg wasn't sure. I'm sure it was before. It mentioned four-player co-op, and Greg says, ooh, it's only two at the moment, isn't it? I'm sure it was four. Is it four? Does anyone know? No. Well, it's going to be four. And then they showed a trailer for Just Cause 4, which is out in about 3 weeks' time, 4th of December. They showed the trailer for it with a hurricane, and then they showed gameplay, including the hurricane, and that looks really cool. I'm quite interested in that.
Yeah, don't tell my son. I don't want to buy that game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Just Cause games. I really enjoyed 3. So I think I might be picking that up as a... Well, put it on my Christmas list for Santa to bring me. Then they announced Give with Xbox, which is a like charity event. So you can help out. They're doing a lot of work for games charities like Games Aid and Special Effects and that. So some good causes there. Then we showed another trailer for Devil May Cry 5. And then there was an announcement for Minecraft. And there's a new game coming called Minecraft Dungeons. Now, they didn't really explain it much and they didn't show much too much, but I think it's a separate standalone game. I got the impression it was. And it had vehicles in it and everything. And you could get to a vehicle and drive a vehicle around. It looks really, really cool. And there's also...
Because you got to watch it, and I didn't get the chance to watch it. Did you ever see, you know what Roblox is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it very Roblox-ish?
Yeah,
where
it looked like it, actually, can... yeah. You got in a car, and the car sort of like went like in right angles and stuff.
Gotcha.
But there's also an update coming to the main Minecraft game called Cats and Pandas. And guess what's in it? Yeah. Cats and Pandas, yeah.
But I'm excited. I love panda bears.
Well, exactly. They was told that the biggest request were cats and pandas. So that's what they did. They put cats and pandas in there.
But they had cats in there. They have
The ocelot.
Yeah, they have the ocelot, but if you tame it, it becomes a domesticated black and white cat.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why you'd have to have more cats.
Well,
nobody needs
cats
more
now.
Cats. No offense to Rob. But pandas, because you have the China little add-on that you can do, pandas makes a lot of sense. Plus, they're fucking cute. So
still not playing Minecraft.
Oh, God. I'm playing Overcooked, too. You damn well need to play Minecraft.
Yeah. We've got... me and Nicole's got it on both Xbox and PS4, so there's no excuse. We'll join in.
Yep.
I hear you.
Next they showed, I don't know if it was DLC or an update for Shadow of the Tomb Raider, but it looked really cool. I've still got to play that. I've got it, but I haven't played it yet. And then they went on to give a bit more information about the mouse and keyboard support. This is mainly sponsored by Razer, and they are doing official Microsoft keyboards and mice for this, but obviously you can use any USB keyboard and mouse, I presume. There's 14 titles what will use this initially. They include Fortnite. They're going to use keyboard and mouse. Greg seems to think that there'll be a separate game server to controller players, obviously for fairness. But there's a lot of other games what will use keyboard and mouse which will benefit from it, like that bomber thing. It's a bit like Overcooked. Bomber Crew, that's it. Bomber Crew is going to use it in a few RTS games, so yeah, they'll benefit from keyboard and mouse. Then they showed some gameplay footage, not just a trailer, gameplay footage for Metro Exodus, and they also showed the special edition, which is the Spartan edition, and it comes with a really cool statue. You saw this, didn't you, Kim, the statue?
Yep, yeah, I
really
saw it.
Cool, yeah.
With the giant mouse-looking rat-looking mutant.
Yeah, trying to get through the door. Yep. And he stood there going, with a knife. And then they went
on... How did that go again, Mark? Yeah. How did you stand at the door?
It's a good job my video feed's not on. I'm showing the stream. And then they went on to do some ID Xbox stuff, and they showed quite a few games and new indie games coming. Then they showed the next update for Forza Horizon 4, which is Fortune Island, which will be sort of like the big first separate area DLC pack. And then the big announcement was finally Kim's favourite Xbox character, Matt Booty, because she loves a surname. They announced two new studios. The rumoured, much publicised and leaked Obsidian Entertainment, they have purchased them, they own them, they are now part of the Microsoft family. But also, In Exile Entertainment was purchased too. Obsidian have done Fallout New Vegas, to name one. Do you know any more came off the top of your head? My mind's gone blank.
What was it? Obsidian, yeah, In Exile.
I know In Exile have done Wasteland.
Wasteland.
Like an RTS-type developer.
Yep.
So Microsoft really, really in the stride getting these new developers, and hopefully they'll solve their lack of console exclusives. So
let's
that's basically it in a nutshell. I know I went through it really, really quickly, but it's a video on YouTube and everything from Xbox, and it was about a 2-hour event. It was on quite a while.
Yep.
So it's a 2-hour event. So if you don't want to watch a full video, I'm sure there's highlights out there. But yeah, well worth a watch, especially for Larry's brown velvet jacket. It looked nice.
Yeah, that jacket was something else. Let me
and
tell
his
you.
Hair. Wow, well, his hair is getting greyer and greyer and wilder. Yeah. But Robin still loves him.
Well, they're best friends. BFFs forever.
Is that right?
Yeah, can't say crossword against Larry for Robin.
All right, so there currently are no community questions and feedback, which is a little disappointing because there are so many ways to get a hold of us. We are all over the place, so you can send us a speak pipe, you can send us an email. We give all of that information at the beginning of the show and the end of the show. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Mike, we are... And Discord, because, it's the future.
It's the future, yep.
That's right, it is the future. So, it is what it is.
Indeed.
If you would be so kind as to give us what's going to be released here in the next, I don't know.
Sarah.
What minute or...
Sarah, what is Discord? How dare you?
Leave it to Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Alrighty, your new releases for November 10th through the 17th are Hitman 2 for the PS4, Xbox One and PC on the 13th, SNK 40th Anniversary Collection for the Switch on November 13th, Spyro Reignited Trilogy for the PS4 and Xbox One also on the 13th. I'm looking forward to that one, I'll admit it. Fallout 76 for the PS4, Xbox One and PC on the 14th, Underworld Ascendant for the PC on the 15th, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee for the Switch, also on the 16th. Go, Mark. And Civilization 6 for the Switch, also on the 16th. And I do believe that's our new releases for this week.
The big one there is Fallout 76. Has anyone played the beta?
No, I did not play the beta or the beta.
No, I didn't.
That's maybe a big one for you, but like I said, I'm looking forward to Spyro.
Spyro's out. You've been waiting for it for a while, haven't you? I really enjoyed Fallout 4. I couldn't get into Fallout 3, but Fallout 4 was brilliant. But I'm not sure about Fallout 76 because it's more online. So,
it's more like Elder Scrolls. What's the new one?
Yeah, well, the Tamriel thing, whatever it is.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's worrying me a bit, is that? But yeah. I'm sure it'll sell bucket loads.
Oh, I'm sure. If it doesn't, I'll be shocked.
My son's looking forward to it.
Hmm?
All right, so play dates. We have a lot of them. You can play with us every single day on Rise of Civilizations.
Well, sure. Come along.
Every single day.
Yep.
And if you're not active, Drop Barrel just kick you out of the clan. So, yes. anyway.
It sucks. But anyway.
So, seriously, though, if you see us playing a game and it's a game that interests you, just hop on in. We're very friendly people.
PUBG.
Yeah, well,
me and Greg are always on PUBG, so just join us for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I found out recently that all the times I've been on Xbox playing and can't figure out why I see all you guys online and nobody says anything, it's because my son has been setting me offline.
Yeah, my son does that a lot.
I didn't even realize offline.
I get that a lot. And I'll say it to Greg, says, send me an invite to me, right? He says, I didn't know you were online. You're hiding offline again. So, yeah.
And it's not that I do it on purpose. So, honestly, I don't have notifications on Twitter because otherwise I'd have like 5,000 notifications. Yeah. But you can send me a message at Twitter and give me a few days to check it if you want to play something coming up on a weekend or an evening or whatever. And those of you that are in our Rise Alliance, you can just pop me a message in our Alliance mail and we can get together and play, because I know some of them do play Xbox and PlayStation as well. Other play dates that we have are Wednesdays, 9 p.m. UK. They have the Forza Horizon 4 convoy.
When we got us a convoy.
Be waiting ages to play that.
Yep. And you guys have also developed a Forza Horizon 4 club, which is OCPC, Overseas Connection Pod, because apparently you couldn't fit Cast in there. I don't know. And like I said, join us on Rise of Civilization. So we spelled that wrong. They put an S. It's a Z. In the game. I spell it with an S, too.
It's S in the UK, yeah.
But, yeah. So we have... And there were no VAs, correct?
Ooh. I don't think Robin updated it.
Oh, my goodness. I'll give you a second to pop that in there while I explain all of this.
Pop what in there?
If there are any.
Robin has them. I haven't got them.
Oh, he has the notes. He hasn't updated them.
We'll do them next all week. Robin was supposed to be on tonight, but some family stuff's popped up, so he couldn't be on, so apologies for that. So, yeah, we'll sort out the Victor's Achieved next week.
But Victor's Achieved is a contest that we play on Twitter, and it's for all of our listeners. And all you have to do is send a selfie in with you, along with the title of the game and the end credits or whatever. Send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag Victory Achieved. We add you to a list, randomly pick out a name. He's got some generator thing that he uses, and you win space bucks that you can use pretty much anywhere. $20 that you can use on Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, Nintendo, whatever you tell us you want it in, we'll send it to you, or £15. The pound was there first. £15, yeah. You can win that too.
Free money.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's free money. We love doing it for you. So, and then we'll read your name off here. And like I said, screw him. No, I'm just kidding. No, he did have some that couldn't be on tonight. But he normally under the bus. He's really good about updating those.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
He really is. So, I guess we've pontificated long enough. And so if you guys want to be a part of this conversation, we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/overseaspodcast, mixer.com/overseaspodcast, and youtube.com/OverseasConnection Podcast. That's at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m. on Easter Island and 7 a.m. in Australia. And I believe that might be 8 a.m., but it's I'll have to double check it. But that's from Melbourne. Now, that's for DB because that's where he lives. So I've thrown in Australia just for Drop Bear. you can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review.
Please.
We love to hear from you. We love to hear, you know, what your actual thoughts are. Be polite or I will send you one of my funny letters. No, I'm just kidding. And we have clubs. We club more than a teenager on a Friday night. So we have the OC Podcast Club on Xbox One, OC Podcast Community on PlayStation 4, OC Podcast Group on Steam, OC Podcast Server on Discord, and that is discord.ocpod.com. That's for you, Sarah. And Mark, if you will.
Yep, hang on a second. You caught me off guard. I was trying to send Sarah the bits of thing. All right, here we go.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I really think I like the boing at the end or the shwing. Right. Those two make me giggle every time. That sounded like somebody just took a shit.
That was well, I don't even that. Know what that was. You never play Skyrim?
I do, but I don't remember that from Skyrim. You know, I am really shitty with the sound effects in a game.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes, so, this is true.
Yeah, I'm like, I love the graphics. I love the story, but I don't pay attention to all the noises. I actually turn all the noises down in a lot of my games just because it's too much for me. So that I don't ever know a lot of the sounds, which is why when we had that sound one, it frustrated the shit out of me. But anyway, so Kim, if you would like to shout out to our shatters, please, and go ahead with your closing nope.
Sure. Our shatters for today have been Avocado Badado. I hope I said that right. If not, I do apologize. Commander Root, Psalm, Strokey McGinger. That's another good one, I'm telling you. Energy Zbot, Positivity Bot, RCGC, and Slow Cool were our shatters for today. So thanks for coming along and watching the show or listening to it, however you are going about it. I want to shout out you guys as well. Because, you know, for a little while there, I wasn't sure if it was just going to be me and Mark or what was going on. So thanks, Nicole, for popping in. And Mother Nature, figure your shit out. Either we're going to get cold and it's going to snow or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, I hope everybody has a good week. So, you know, that's it for me. How about you there, Mark?
I just want to shout out everybody who took part in Extra Life over the last couple of weekends. You've all raised a load of money for charity, and you've all been awesome. So, well done to everyone.
Indeed.
I'll let you close us out, Nicole.
Alrighty. So, now that I hit the button and went way too far forward.
I hate when that happens.
I know. Those damn buttons. You can find me on Twitter at @OC_Amaryllis or Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4 and Amaranth on the Xbox. I would like to shout out to you guys. Always, it's fun to have the B team because we always have had, you know, we have old jokes that we can all sit around and laugh about. And one of us will nod or say something or do something and the others get it because we've been gaming together for way too long. Want to say how long because that just makes it sound pathetic.
I'm really old.
But it's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
Just going to go.
Crazy, isn't it?
I know. So we've all, and actually everybody here that's in this group that does our podcast, we have all been gaming together for a very long time. And it's always a good time, no matter who's in this group. So I do appreciate you guys being here and letting me host for you. And shout out to our shatters, because without them, the chat gets really boring. And we Indeed. Always have good information and a lot of good conversation inside that chat as well. So I guess that's it for us, everybody. Be sure to leave us some reviews, and everybody have a great week and happy Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. So thank you to all of our veterans. We appreciate you. All right, that's it. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.